Hey everyone, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to the first episode of season 3 of Press X to Start.
Technically episode 2019.
Boy.
Oh.
It's not though. Press X is a weekly gaming podcast about inclusivity and its place in gaming. Mm-hmm. Games are for everyone, and we here at Press X hope to break down the walls of exclusivity with our discussions of news, reviews, and all things video games. Your hosts are myself, Marcus Ellison, a.k.a. the heavyweight champion of the world from a wish a nigga would, California, a.k.a. the janitor, because I be washing niggas, a.k.a. Mr. Ellison, if you're nasty. Mm. Yeah.
I'm not nasty. It's Sean M.F. Ross.
What's it?
More follows.
Ah, that's a good one.
Ooh, I like that.
Congratulations. Oh, and to Marcus's left, Jordan, the resident X-Bot, continuous X-Bot, and forever X-Bot.
Has it red ringed yet?
No. That's not a problem you don't have. You don't have the problem anymore. Don't worry. What are you? Who's across from me?
What's Dave that? Chappelle from
Yo,
the Nutty Professor.
I wish y'all could see.
Yeah.
I wish y'all could see DJ's head right now, bro.
Leave him alone. Like, who are you?
This man DJ walked up in the
bite their heads off and sack their bodies in the corner. AKA the man with no AKA.
It's DJ.
DJ, DJ, DJ.
My man DJ, he walked up into the barbershop and he was just like, fuck my shit up.
Oh, no. His hair is fine. I've been trying
to get my hair is fine.
I've been trying to get it that high forever. And it's not happening.
I actually am jealous because mine stops like halfway.
So yeah. Really?
That's all, yes.
DJ look like an eraser.
Or kid, eraser kid and play.
I look more like the fan brushes.
Yeah.
Oh, like a paintbrush.
Kid from
in reality, DJ really loves his wife.
Yes.
Because he hit that third pillar of trust. You know, you get in a relationship, you get married, and then if you're a black man, you let them cut your hair. Yep. And you,
oh, that's what I saw on the Instagram. The man, trust, the trust fall.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Yep. Man.
Yeah.
I don't see the fade.
See, when my barber dies, I'm just not cutting my hair anymore.
Cause,
that's
cause,
it.
It's because, just... DJ, you wanted a fade, right?
I did.
Wow.
He did catch a fade.
Yeah. There's like no gradient.
All right, enough
it's
of this.
Fine. It's
things
fine.
Happen. Things happen. She's going to try again.
But the line's fine.
We'll get it.
The
we'll
line,
get it
the line's strong. The tape is good.
I did that.
Part. But everything else is like, woo, no.
But before we go any further, we're going to have a word from our sponsors, Supercuts.
Oh, no.
Hey there. You can find us at Facebook and Instagram at PressX2Start. On Twitter, we're at PressX2S. Our website is PressX2Start.com. Remember, wherever you're listening to us, remember to like and review. Every little bit helps. Thanks.
And we're back.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, this is the last one, but I'm pretty sure when you walked in the mirror, you heard like the Pac-Man die sound.
We'll see if she listens to this podcast.
We say this because we love you.
Oh, wow.
Hey, it was with love.
All right. So,
come on. What are we playing?
Yeah, it's what we've been playing. It's a new year, which means new games are coming.
New year.
What
new
zodiac
game?
Sign is it this year? Chinese zodiac. What is it?
You know, I don't know.
Rat.
I believe you.
It's going to be year of the goat. Greatest of all time.
Hey. Well,
it should be a good year.
Yeah,
but we're talking about that like in a second, right?
Yeah. So what have we been playing?
Yeah, what
over our little
playing,
break that we had.
Like I said,
that you
new year, new games, but we're still playing old games because the new ones haven't come out yet.
Mm. Or you beat all the new ones.
Exactly.
And there's no more new ones.
So the three of us, well, all of us have been playing Red Dead Online.
Yeah.
But Jordan
uh-oh.
Started playing something a little new.
It was a game that was nominated for a few people's Game of the Year. Mm-hmm. Called
Hot Dog.
You play God of War?
All right. If I'm not gonna get anything else, I'm just gonna skip me. I've been playing Celeste, and it's very akin to Super Meat Boy.
Really? Because
I had no impressions of this game. I saw no gameplay. I was like, okay, this is an indie game, 8-bit. They're super happy about it being in 4K, but I'm like, there's like 5 pixels on the screen, so it's not hard to put that in 4K. Don't tout your horn so hard. You know what? I started playing it, and I'm like, okay, this is fun because it is trial and error.
Yeah.
It is basically you are, I mean, I don't really know what the story is, but I do enjoy how self-aware the game is.
Yeah.
Because when your character, your little three-pixel character comes.
I think you find out at the end.
Yeah. But like when I come in, I meet like this person that's in this village. And she's like, you know, I don't think you're good. If you had an issue going across that bridge, you're not ready for the mountain or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's like laughing at you. I'm like, man, whatever. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard.
It's real shit up here.
But like the game satisfaction comes into solving and execution.
Right.
Because like it is a side scroller. Mm-hmm. It is technically a puzzle game, mm-hmm. but the puzzle is in the game's rules and mechanics.
Have you played Super Meat Boy?
I've seen video. I mean, I'm more familiar with Super Meat Boy. That's why I was comparing the two. I did not play Super Meat Boy to answer your question, but it is like, you know, the satisfaction of that game is in the failure and success.
I had somebody describe Celeste as Hellblade mixed with like Castlevania. It's Hellblade because of certain elements of the story, and you're getting your character through something, but it's Castlevania or like Mega Man, where it's very trial and error. Like you have to figure out how to get past.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, memorize the level.
There's getting through a room, and there's getting through a room with like the little strawberries they have. They put in awkward areas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the metagame. Yeah. Like that's
Is that
like
a euphemism?
That's like the challenge.
No, like, it's actual fruit that you have to get.
Right.
And you know, like it's super hard to do it. I mean, like I'd be stuck in a room not because I can't beat the room.
Right.
So I can't beat it with the, you know, I can't defeat it with the strawberry, you know, in hand. Yeah. So
gotcha.
But like in terms of Castlevania point, yes, it can't like as I'm progressing, I only played like a half hour last night. But as I continue to progress, I am starting to see the intricacies and like multiple exits and stuff. Like, oh, okay, I see.
So I got a question. As you play through Celeste, I mean, you've only put in a half hour in, right?
Yeah. I'm like,
are you getting like skills and stuff, or is
platform? Like there's no, it's like it's straight like there's no weapons, there's no enemies, there's no like. I mean, once again, I've only played a half hour of it, but like so far, what I know how to do is dash.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. Like a little dash. A dash that only recharges once you're on the ground.
Okay.
So like if you dash and grapple onto a wall, you know, like, it's color coded to which if your hair is blue, you can't dash anymore. If it's red,
nice.
You can. So
interesting.
That's a pretty smart.
Okay.
Smart
He's going to find out the magic was in him all along.
Yeah. And also, I'm playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
You are?
And
Right.
I'll wrap it up by this weekend. I really hope I do.
Because I can't wait to hear
your life.
I can't wait to hear your tales of killing the legend.
Oh, no, I let him live. Like, many times I'm like, dude, I'm letting you live.
Mm. So but when you get him and his bear.
So you're like Xerxes now?
It's going to be lit.
Yeah, but Xerxes does exist. I mean, this does take place during Xerxes.
He's a kind god.
Yeah. All right, well, that's what I'm playing. I mean, I can talk to DJ about Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, we all talk about
Red Dead. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah,
so
sure.
Now that we got the Celeste impressions out the way, I mean, it's been Red Dead time.
No?
Oh, wait.
We have another new challenge.
Another challenge approaches.
I'm not going to be playing this for long because I've played it a few times already. I downloaded Shenmue for the PlayStation 4.
All right. Wow.
Would you
one?
Say just new
Shenmue
challenger,
1 or 2? Shenmue 1 or 2.
Hey, what's old
I'm playing,
is new again?
I'm playing Shenmue 1 again, even though I've played it a few times already. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. It was ahead of its time at the time that it was released.
Yeah, that's what
I know
hear
y'all
about
keep
it.
On ragging on it, but I mean...
Back in 1808.
Whatever. It came out towards the end of Dreamcast, like, lifespan.
Yeah.
But it was very detail-oriented. It had real... Like, it had two weather options. You could actually... Because it's set in, like, the 1980s. You could turn on an option to where...
Just 5 years ago from when it was released.
No. You can actually have, like, real weather settings. So, like, they went back, and if it was raining on a certain day or snowing...
Oh, that's pretty cool.
The weather actually works that way in the game.
Yeah.
Or, like, back then, let me see, you can open up drawers and desk and all this. Just random little minutiae in day-to-day life.
How does the weather play into this? I'm sorry.
Is it, like,
If it's like
it's atmosphere. It's just atmosphere.
Okay, okay. I mean,
so
they take
the weather forecast from what it was.
I'm about to ask if they were doing that. That's crazy. Yeah, so that's like pretty cool. That's actually the weather of that
kinda
location.
Reminds
that's
me of,
crazy. In our real world.
Yes. Wow. Kind of reminds me of that one game that was on, I think, Game Boy Advance that tracked like if it was
Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2.
If it was light or
wasn't that Golden Sun?
Golden Sun, yes.
Golden Sun was one, but there was this other game where it was like solar powered. And like if you played at night. No, it wasn't Golden Sun.
Oh.
It was something else. But anyway, yeah. That's like the thing about Shenmue is the only reason I rag on Shenmue is because like Shenmue came out during a time where like certain things weren't priorities in games, like good voice acting and stuff like that. So like you play Shenmue now and it's like good God.
Oh yeah.
But at the time
the graphics were ahead of everything at the time.
Right. Yeah.
And the controls aren't that bad considering he walks like a character in Resident Evil.
Yeah.
So, there's the name of the game, Boktai.
Boktai, there we go.
Never played it, but But I'm taking a trip down memory lane with Shenmue right now. I'm going to play
down
2.
Memory lane.
Whatever. I'm going to play Shenmue 2 because it was a bundle, so 1 and 2 came with it, and then I'm going to get Shenmue 3 when it comes out.
Okay. And look forward to Sean being our Shenmue 3 guy when that comes out.
Show you guys. It's going to be great.
Shenmue going to be like, Sean's going to come out like, well, guys, this was a mistake.
It's going to be my number 5 at the end of the year in my top 5.
Top what 5 up? Worst games of the year.
Shenmue 3 is my top 5 and my top 1
Whatever. Red Dead Online.
All right. So, Red Dead Online. We have now all played that game. I think I was last.
Welcome. Welcome to the world of Red Dead and microtransactions.
Yep.
Man. And grieving.
First off, one thing that pisses me off about Red Dead Online
is
I've played through the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to play this game.
You sure?
I do not need another tutorial situation.
You never know.
Just in case.
This is how you get on your horse.
Hold L2 to aim, in case you didn't know.
You hold on to the horse testicles and jump right on.
It's also really difficult to go back to zero after playing through like 60 plus hours of Arthur Morgan and like
being a god.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's really
much.
Difficult to do that. Mm-hmm. But I made my character. He's a Native American man named Ketchta.
Okay.
Ketchta's face.
AKA War Ready.
War Ready. I thought you would like name your horse War Ready. War Ready.
No, I was going. I thought about it, but I named my horse Clementine just because, you know.
It's
a nice name. Sweet.
Don't kill it.
I won't kill it. I will keep. First off, you know the reason why I'm not going to kill my horse. Because my horse is fast as hell.
Well, yes, like, sorry, you're not going to kill it on purpose.
Of course, well, yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah.
Because, like,
true.
I remember I was.
It might rear up by accident as you're shooting.
Yeah, no, like I was playing with Donald and I was like taking a fish in the strawberry and my horse just couldn't navigate through this bitch. And I was like, yo, Donald, I think my horse is like not coming back right now, dog. I need to leave this lobby and come back to get this thing from a saddle because he like super died. I was like, whoa.
He's all the way dead.
I know. I was like, well, I got to turn this fish in. I'm like walking away from the horse with a fish in my hand.
Oh my gosh.
I played through all of the available story missions with Cam and DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Played through all those. It was a good time.
Yeah,
like being clicked up was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Back in Grand Theft Auto 5, you had the contract missions you can do. Those with friends,
right?
Yeah.
Like you said, Jordan, the game does come alive when you're with people.
Oh yeah, you can grieve together.
Exactly.
As a family.
The only big story I have about this is. There was a period of time where we were playing, and throughout the gameplay, Cam kept jumping on the back of my horse because his horse was slow, so he would just abandon his horse and jump on the back of mine and catch a free ride.
His horse was probably slow because he wasn't feeding it.
So at first, I definitely thought that, oh, that's just an aesthetics thing that he's like, he just feels like his horse is slow.
Yeah.
But no, Marcus had the fastest horse in our group.
It rides on a short bus.
It's less wind resistant.
So he kept jumping on the back. While he would be on the back, he would keep talking shit. So
wait, can two people ride on a horse?
No.
Yeah.
It could be a rider and a passenger.
Yeah.
So but you can't like put like a carcass on the horse too.
No, I mean I understand that.
So he keeps talking shit. And then also
my internet gave out a couple of times, so when I would come back on, I would have to get re-invited to the posse.
Yep.
But before I got invited to the posse, every time I would come back, this man Cam would shoot me in the face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what actually is happening is when you got put back onto Red Dead,
yeah,
I would invite you to a session because I invited you to put you closer to us.
Exactly.
And once you got closer, Cam took the opportunity to.
Yeah.
So at a certain point, welcome. I got fed up.
Yeah.
And I said, DJ, turn the friendly fire on.
We're going to have a parlay.
And then Cam and I proceeded to kill each other for like 5 to 10 minutes.
It feels good.
We were going back. It was war for the next 5 to 10 minutes.
Being the third wheel in this like whole thing, at first I was like, I'm just going to let them fight. And then it just went on. I'm like, we're not doing anything. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to pick stuff off the ground now while you guys handle it.
And we were, we wasted so many bullets. And then it got to a point where we were like, we need to stop wasting bullets. And we started fist fighting.
Yeah. Man.
Hey, DJ, does it sound familiar?
It does. It does sound familiar, Jordan.
Oh, yeah. It feels good.
Oh, y'all did the same thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
That Lancaster, boy.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
I let him know how good it was.
DJ recorded a little snippet of us doing it where we were in the background just scrapping.
Let him fight.
It was almost like a choreography.
And I haven't laughed that hard during a gameplay in a long time. We were all dying after a certain point, but it was a good time. I had a lot of fun with that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Next story.
My guy's name is Silky Johnston, if you know who that is, and his horse's name is Buck Nasty. And I literally just started, and I'm making my way downtown.
Yeah.
And
he turned around because downtown's not a good place to be.
Yeah, pretty much.
Downtown Blackwater.
So I got me a nice 3-star white-tailed deer.
Ooh.
Skinned him, put the skin on the back, and I realized you can put the carcass on the horse as well. All right, cool. Roll in to the butcher at Blackwater. Go sell the carcass. As I go to turn to get the skin, somebody hops on Buck Nasty and rolls the fuck off. So I give chase on foot. And maybe he was taunting me because he kept on circling around. But they gave me a chance to shoot him off the horse.
Yeah.
But before I could make it to the horse, his posse came and killed me repeatedly. And earlier, I had accidentally lowered the flag at my camp, so I couldn't even take refuge in the camp because they just waited there and kept killing me. All right, whatever. I said, all right, let me go explore a house somewhere else.
Right.
I tried to be friendly and wave, but then somebody peeled my cap back immediately mid-wave. So, all right, just... This ain't a game for me. So, you know, I just took a break from that.
Oh, DJ, also, real quick, remember where we were like, I forget where we were, but we kept passing people and it was an NPC and they'd be like, move out the fucking way. And we were like, excuse you? And we killed him. Then a witness showed up. So we killed that witness. Then another witness showed up.
Witness chain.
There was like the bodies everywhere.
So, real quick, about the horse thing, Sean.
Mm.
If you go into the menus, you can change who gets to be on your horse or not.
Exactly.
So you can kick the person off your horse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd rather shoot them if they try to get on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's easier. That's way easier.
I remember that because Cam is never going to get on
the last time I played Red Dead Redemption 2 online was with Cam and DJ, and we became grievers.
Yeah.
But I don't do grieving, to be honest. I mean, like, it's fine, but I'm like, what if it was me? You know what I mean? But I think
shoots everyone.
I remember, I think there was one point the guy ended up taking you out. I'm like, all right, I just walked over to him. I just waved at him and shot him. So I'm like, all right.
hey, I got something here for you.
It's a bullet.
But I think DJ and I were just killing each other over and over again, you know. Yeah. I had to inform DJ what the Lancaster and how powerful it was.
Just to clarify, he had the Lancaster and I had the carbine repeater.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at a clear disadvantage. Mm-hmm. Now continue your story.
And the Schofield too.
I was at a clear disadvantage.
I turned that heavy hitting Schofield into a Lancaster and turned it rifling.
You did.
But yeah, I was telling DJ this, as I enjoyed fishing. Fishing, there's some pretty solid watering holes to fish at. You get some good fish for good money. That, you know, this game is still fairly young. At least in terms of its multiplayer aesthetic.
Yeah.
And, you know, it took Grand Theft Auto like many years to get where it is right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't play that game that much anymore, at least Red Dead Redemption Online, because, okay, I've played as much as I want to yeah. with the current product I have right now.
Right.
When they release bank robberies or train robberies or a new story, I'm going to come back. But for now, you know, I'm fine with that game. I'm not playing it right now.
Yeah.
You know, so that's all I got to say.
All right. Okay. So I am in a very weird place with Red Dead Online because...
Do tell.
I think out of the four of us, mm-hmm. I've probably put in the most time.
You have. I was like,
it.
Whoa, do you yeah. like this game?
So
based on what you said, I'm like, you're doing more than me, dude.
So the reason why I'm in a weird place with this is because I am enjoying the game, but I'm enjoying the game in a way that I'm also disappointed in the game. Because as Jordan said, like, this is coming off the back of Grand Theft Auto Online. Grand Theft 5 yeah. Online,
the
right?
current iteration of Grand Theft Auto. Not the first iteration in 2013,
yeah.
but 2018.
You can't just go back to, like...
Nobody's going to remember that.
I know, exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying.
My thing is, like, it's, for me, it's kind of disappointing to see Rockstar almost restart this whole online legacy game with... this legacy thing with Red Dead. Mm. And I feel like the only thing that they really... learned from GTA Online was how to launch their online mm-hmm. without it being like a super buggy mess.
Right.
But that's it though.
Right. But
like it's still an empty world like GTA was.
Right, right. No, no.
And yeah, so like I guess for me
you can't transfer directly Grand Theft Auto like what Grand Theft Auto 5 is to Red Dead Redemption. Like they have to make the Red Dead Redemption.
Yes.
That they couldn't take Grand Theft Auto 5 and all those crazy stuff.
Right.
Like, because some of those missions and story modes, all that, like, that's unique to that world.
Right. I get, wait, hold on. I get what you're saying, but this game was in development for 8 years.
Because they were developing
the
horses.
They developed the single player for 8 years.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
And this is my problem, because online is
what
clearly...
What is your problem?
Online is clearly...
because I'm looking at a problem right now.
Let me finish talking. Online is clearly an afterthought.
Why do you feel like that?
Because we've all like experienced like just weird things. Like, why is there a tutorial in the online if you just finish playing like the single player?
Yeah. Not everybody plays single player. Just like with Call of Duty, not everybody plays the single player. So
there you go, Sean.
Some people are gonna jump straight into online without even touching.
Right. But the only weird thing about that is that. They had this.
If
they
you
had
bought
this,
Red Dead Redemption
see,
2 for the online
they
alone.
They waited for the single player stuff, like for people to beat the game before releasing online. So like there was still that buffer.
There should be something where have you played a single player or do you want to?
They should
let you skip it.
Right. That would be a nice quality of life like change. And I think.
But it is still a beta.
Yeah. And that's. I'm tired of
just like Fortnite
betas.
Like Fortnite's a beta.
Yeah,
but it's still making billions of dollars.
Fortnite is a game.
If the game is out and you had to pay $60 for the game, it's not a beta.
All right, well,
correct.
Fuck off. It's not a beta.
All right. So here's the thing. You're wrong. All right. So what's the next story?
Okay, no.
Da.
It was in development for a long time. Yes, Grand Theft Auto Online has a ton of stuff. But they re-released it, and mm-hmm. all of that stuff was developed over the years. So
over,
they can't,
like, consistently over the years.
They
like,
can't
with,
just throw a bunch of shit on Red
it's
Dead
not, it's
online.
Not about, it's not with, about... With, wait, with, pause. With, it's not with, about throwing stuff
right.
at... It's not about taking stuff off of Grand Theft Auto, putting it in Red Dead. It's about taking the things you learn from Grand Theft Auto and putting that into Red Dead.
Well, they learned
example.
How to... They, no, no.
Example.
They learned how to release it properly, though.
Hold
That's
on,
what they learned,
on,
how to release it properly if I would crash.
That's the only thing they've learned
right.
in, like, 5 years?
Yes. Yes, because, like, they can't transfer all the assets.
Good,
like, they can't transfer all the gameplay, like, gameplay mechanics and, you know, all
but
the extra
content. It's a different style of gameplay.
Hold on, let him get his game, what is his example
yeah,
out.
Yeah, so the example that I bring to the table... is how they do the online the matchmaking, not the matchmaking, mm-hmm. the whole matchmaking
the
whatever
showdown,
like
the showdown series,
yeah, like the team deathmatch
okay.
stuff.
Yeah.
Like you don't have a choice to jump into a team deathmatch.
No,
you mm-hmm. jump into
oh, like a playlist.
Pool, yeah, you jump yeah. into a pool of players, and then the game decides you're gonna do team deathmatch. You're gonna do free for all. you're gonna do their like battle royale thing, and it's just like, this is bullshit. I don't want to do. I just want to do a team deathmatch.
So in Grand Theft Auto 5, you had to, like, it was still a playlist system back then.
But you could pick, though.
Yeah, like, that was later, though, in terms of picking and the frequency.
Later, as in, like, 2 years ago.
I get what DJ's saying in terms of it's weird. Even though you can't transfer the assets from GTA 5 mm-hmm. to Red Dead because that's modern world mm-hmm. and you can't, yeah. you know, no one's driving a Lamborghini down right. the road. But
time travelers. Go ahead.
But to regress back to practices that you had in the early version exactly. of GTA 5, like, okay, you already know that how to do the pool system and all that stuff right. from GTA 5.
Right.
Why would you redo it again on Red Dead?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But like, as I was just playing just now, it looked like they had the section where you could choose playlists.
No, it's a showdown, like a large showdown in racing. That's the only three that they give you if you go down from like free roam and stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah. as far as assets, though, they don't want to release a whole bunch of content all at once because people will run through that shit and have a competitive advantage immediately.
Yeah. No. I completely understand that. And like, that's why I'm not completely ragging on this game because understand. No. I'm being very fair because I get like, there was points where I'm just like, this game, there's nothing.
He also
to do this
has
game.
Played it more than all of us.
Exactly.
Well,
I'm
begrudgingly.
Ranked, I'm ranked 17 right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like ranked 16. Oh my goodness, you're so much higher.
Really?
I'm just playing. You want a parlay? Do you want a parlay?
Do you have a pump? You have a pump shotgun?
I don't need that. I use Lancasters, boy.
Oh yeah.
Why just throw them hands?
I just lay Lancasters around me. Yeah. I pick one.
Okay.
Two Schofields, uh-huh. huh?
Why don't y'all throw them hands though?
Who taught you? Wait. Who taught you how to get the new the horseman's what's it called? The horseman's
balls.
No, to
dual wield.
Yeah.
I don't even dual wield though.
Why don't you dual wield?
So thank you. I guess.
I was like, hey DJ, let me help you out.
Who was the person that was on this podcast talking about the Lancaster rifle from get go?
No. Don't even hit me with that.
Wait, isn't the
next story?
Don't even hit me with that. I was hyped for the Lancasters for the longest time when I beat that game.
Is it Lancaster? Wait, yeah,
it's a repeater.
No, but isn't
it's a repeater.
Isn't what's it called? The
Schofield?
Yeah, isn't that the better repeater?
No, that's Schofield a revolver. Is a revolver. So, okay. I beat
from
the game
single
back
player
in November before everybody. So I knew about the Lancaster a little bit before.
Anyway,
let's go.
We're gonna go on to gaming
no,
news.
No. We're gonna go back into old podcast because that is bullshit.
Okay, I'm just like, hey guys, let's review this game. I'm not done with it yet.
No, you talk about review. I'm talking about when we were playing the game.
Yes, we were playing the game. I beat that game so.
I'm not talking about beating the fucking game.
So about the Lancaster. Wait for everyone.
We're gonna
else.
Go into gaming
Come
news.
Come on, get out of here.
Because otherwise, this is gonna go on forever.
I was an emissary for that game.
Are you done? Are you done?
This boy.
How much did they pay you under the table,
Jordan? Right.
I killed that game. I was like, let's go.
So you ain't sharing your sponsor money, Jordan? That's what we do. No,
you're not going to filter it into the podcast, Jordan?
Killed it.
You ain't even promoting the podcast, Jordan.
Exactly. You get some likes on the Punisher page. You ain't even.
Thank you.
Terrible.
No, okay. Hey, it's going to get pulled down.
All right. So, gaming news. First, it is January, and just like we did for the Games for Gold toward the end of last year, we're going to talk about the free games for PlayStation Plus for January of 2019.
I like free.
So,
free is always good.
For $3.99, which are going to be available from January 1st, which has already happened, to February the 5th, we have Steep.
What's that?
Which is a snowboarding game.
If it ain't SSX, I don't want it.
I agree. And
I was saying the same thing.
Portal Knights, which is an action RPG game
it
that
looks,
has a co-op multiplayer.
It has the same aesthetic as like almost like a Minecraft.
Oh, Portal Knights?
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't touching it.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Full skip.
And then also they have the HD collection of Zone of the Enders, Amplitude, Fallen Legion, and Super Mutant Alien Assault, which is a PS Vita game. So yeah, if any of that floats your boat, tickles your fancy, then get on there for free $3.99.
Awesome.
Next up,
what it is?
Ace Combat.
Mm-hmm. Ace Combat.
So Ace Combat's coming out very soon. The seventh Ace Combat, but there's many Ace Combat games. They're saying this game's gonna take 50 hours to
wait. It comes out on the 7th.
No, I said this is the 7th.
Oh,
number.
Oh, okay.
Ace Combat
game. It's coming out on Monday.
So. The same 50 hours, I doubt that. I've played many Ace Combat games in the past, and usually the it's an arcade game, to be honest. Yeah. It's built for arcades. Yeah. Like Namco Bandai, that is what they do. But in terms of this game's placement in the overall story narrative, Ace Combat 2, 3, 4, 5, Advance, 0, X, 6, XI, Assault Horizon Legacy, Northern Wings, and so 7 take place in an alternative version of Earth in a reality dubbed Strange Wheel.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
You said Ace Combat 6, and then after you said Ace Combat XI.
XI. That's probably a handheld game, because they do make handheld games for these. But like probably like for the PSP or 11. Something.
Also 6, though.
XI?
Nigga, that's VI.
Wow.
You stupid.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's,
how's that Lancaster?
You're right. You're right. It's awesome.
So what
I don't
you're
even
saying,
know how to count the shoot heads.
So what you're saying is this is Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah.
But if you remember, there were kind of like offshoots of the Ace Combat franchise that happened in the mid-2000s for 360 and PlayStation 3. One being Ace Combat Joint Assault and Ace Combat Assault Horizon.
I do not know.
And Infinity, they took place, quote-unquote, in our world. You know, you had the United States and Russia and stuff like that.
Oh, true.
But, yeah, you know, I started playing Ace Combat for Shattered Skies, which came out on a PlayStation 2. And then I got 5 and Unsung War and all this other stuff. But yeah, it's the aesthetic of the game is for individuals that like militarism, is the best way to put it. Or not militarism, but like military type games, like for real with real world, you know, weaponry and stuff like that.
You want to play Metal Gear, but it's in the sky and probably makes a little more sense?
No, I doubt it. This game is just as terrible. Like, it's so stupid.
Look, Hideo Kojima didn't make those games, so I'm pretty sure it makes a little bit more sense.
As a final point, I only believe this game will take 50 hours because of this new mechanic to which each jet has its own type of ranking system. Well, not like ranking system, but like on unlocking power system.
Like leveling?
Yes, because in Ace Combat 6, you basically use the points you'd receive from defeating, that you receive at the end of each mission to purchase like weaponry. Yeah. But this has like trees and stuff. I'm like, this is stupid. So
wait, they finally added trees to the franchise?
But like not trees as in skill trees, or there's
skill trees.
There's perks that are attached to the plane, and I it's basically percentages and micromanagement.
Well, they did also say, I think, that the gameplay, if you're gonna complete it, 50. The story itself should be around 10 to 12.
10 to 12, yeah, which is usually the amount of time it'll take me to beat the other Ace Combat games.
I'm sorry, what?
10, yeah. 10
to
12.
10
to 12
and
hours.
Then 50?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 50 is for like the completionist.
Yeah.
You remember Dynasty Warriors Gundam? Remember those games?
I try not to.
Okay, well, like, those are examples of games with like too much ridiculous, pointless content.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like collecting cards and stuff. Yeah.
Can you play the whole thing in VR?
No. Only 3 missions.
Yeah.
Only 3 missions.
What's the point?
Huh. Interesting.
I think it was more so that's the best they can do in terms of budget. Because when you convert a game from normal like 2D screen to 3D like VR, there is like production cost that goes into that.
And you know what? This fits into an overall narrative of Namco Bandai, because they did Soul Calibur series, right?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, so this has been like a make or break year for them. In my opinion, because those like they're two popular games that they would have to have do well to continue.
And Tekken
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't really have any. They do Gundam games, and that was not.
But nobody's checking for those. Yeah. Huh?
I am. I didn't buy it though.
But like for some reason, when I look at Namco and Bandai, it's like you guys are kind of on the fringes right now. You need you need like these popular titles to succeed to get to the next kind of generation. Because
I remember when Namco Bandai was given like Capcom smoke back in the day.
Yeah,
now it's
not anymore.
Sad times.
I think they also do like
Pachinko games.
Oh, we know what happened with that.
Well, yeah,
Konami.
That's
right. Yeah,
they might go to the Pachinko.
Yeah, they're making more money doing that. That's why they killed Metal Gear.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, but so
they took out the creator of it.
I mean,
like,
Japan be playing pachinko machines.
Oh yeah.
So
and buying used panties.
Wow.
All right. Well.
Wow.
I mean, it's just a thing I heard.
I mean, you're not entirely wrong.
Right, I'm back with Sean.
So, DJ, next story.
Okay, so there has been a couple of rumors going about.
Rumor mill.
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
What about it?
Rumor has it. I just hit the mic. God damn, that's gross. Rumor has it.
He hit it with his mouth.
With my mouth. My whole mouth.
What's the rumor, dude, of a game?
Rumor has it.
And no one plays anymore.
That Dead or Alive character, yeah. Ryu Hayabusa.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, joining. Hold on. You going to disrespect him like that? That's the game that you know you win.
Dead or I hate alive. Ninja Gaiden.
Do you hate it or are you not good at it?
No, I hate it.
He didn't know he came here to be disrespected.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not good at it. So
I met Ryu Hayabusa in Dead or Alive.
Yeah, oh, okay. Like most people do. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not going to lie.
I played
Ninja Gaiden before?
Yes.
Okay.
On Xbox, I got Dead or Alive before Ninja Gaiden.
I think I had Ninja Gaiden on like
PS2. I was like, oh my God, this guy has his own game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ninja Gaiden or Shinobi?
Shinobi.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah,
but I played Ninja Gaiden on the PS2. It was hard as shit. He had that red scarf. Yeah.
Yeah. I had gotten Dead or Alive for my Xbox, and then I had got Ninja Gaiden off of that. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
No.
It's not easy.
No.
For your Xbox, eh?
Yeah. I had an Xbox.
It's like, you know, all these cool kids with their Dark Soul, but did you play Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah, right.
Your Xbox, you think you'd be better at shooting a Lancaster? I'm just flying.
Wow.
I'm not going to let it go. It's a tattoo in my back now. Prove DJ wrong about the Lancaster. Talk about your stupid characters.
When we get back online, we'll settle it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll settle it.
We're going to parlay.
Yeah. Okay, so.
It's a new year, guys.
With Ryu Hayabusa, there's also rumors that Steve from Minecraft is going to be in the game. Which
Who is that?
Pretty cool.
He's like, Steve is the default base character. The blue character with the purple shorts.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. No.
There was a time when Minecraft was super hype on Xbox. We were like really hype about it.
I think they
That's because y'all had no exclusives.
Yep. We were,
continue.
We were flossing. We got in 4K Minecraft.
Okay. So I think this is actually going to be the wild card out of like the lineup that they have as rumor.
They can put in Isabelle. They can put in Minecraft guy. Come on now.
No, I mean, I think they set an example with the villager in terms of, okay, this is how we can make Isabelle, right? I think Steve is going to be really, I really hope his name is just Steve.
You guys realize that Steve is going to probably play like, I mean, they already had Game & Watch.
I feel like he's going to have some kind of move where he can, like, create blocks and stuff.
Oh,
and
true.
And I think, like, if
throw zombies at you.
Yeah, like, if they do that, like, the creeper can be, like, your bomb or whatever.
Right.
Like, if they do something like that, I think that would be really, really cool. I don't know.
So we're going to play, like, Duck Hunt.
Yeah, either Duck
Hunt. Brandon had a smoke with Duck Hunt.
Yeah, I bet.
A mix of Villager and Duck Hunt, probably.
All right, yeah. So, like, I think that's going to be cool. The third character is actually not on this list, but it is. I'm not super familiar with Dragon Quest, but it's one of the main characters from Dragon Quest. There's rumor that he might be showing up in the game.
What tier?
I don't know. I mean, S-tier. that for me, I feel like I don't have any real experience with Dragon Quest, but I also feel
basically a Dragon Ball Z character.
Yeah, I feel like this is the closest we're going to get to Goku being in Smash Brothers.
So you're saying Goku's not going to be in Smash Brothers?
No, he's not.
He's never going to
be in Smash. Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Put money
he's
on
just
it.
Too strong.
On his plan.
He's just too strong.
Okay, all right. So who's the next person? Who's the next S tier that you want
and
to talk about?
The last person, because Jordan is getting his panties in a bunch, Doom Guy.
Who that?
Doomguy is a popular character nowadays. From
he's
Bethesda.
From Duke Nukem.
Yeah, you can say that if you want. I just when I heard that story, I just wonder what tier. Sorry, not what tier. What skin they're gonna give him?
Yeah,
because like they're saying either the old classic skin from like the NES.
I hope they do that though.
Or,
me too.
Doom Eternal comes out.
Yeah,
this
Doom
year,
Eternal. Yeah,
which I'm super hyped about.
Don't you think they might give him, like, both skins? Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Everyone has skins.
So, here's the thing. With Doom Guy and Ryu Hayabusa, for me, it kind of puts me in a realm of going from Smash Brothers to All-Stars.
And it's just like,
that's kind of a weird choice.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
like...
Hey, everybody's here, dog.
Yeah,
everybody's
I know,
here.
I know.
They mean it. Everybody's here.
Because both again, Doom like, Guy and Hayabusa are cold-blooded murderers.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, even with the reveal of Joker that they had last year now, that was... Oh. Yeah, you're right.
For a second, I was like, Joker?
Like, oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Persona 5's Joker.
Yeah.
I feel like that was cool in terms of... Although, like, Persona is sort of, like, serious in a way... It's still like anime enough where it's like cool.
And it's like, serious by Japanese standards.
Yeah, yeah. And then like Ryu, of course.
But we got Snake from Metal Gear.
That's serious. Also true. You're right. You're fucking right.
Yeah, but this is like
I take that all back.
And you have your Castlevania.
But also when you think about when you think about it, Metal Gear Solid is not nearly as serious as people make it out to be. Like, yes, there's a lot of serious things that happen in it, but there's also a lot of real wacky, weird shit that happens in
the fate of the world.
Well, yeah, but it's also, you know, there's a whole level where you're, like, doing naked cartwheels is riding, and there's
there were serious naked cartwheels.
There's a soldier that you run into who has IBS. It's a whole thing.
You're not wrong on those.
You hide under a box.
Yeah. Like, you have points. You have points. So, and then on top of this, you have the Piranha Plant that's going to be coming sometime soon, I hope.
Cold-blooded killer.
I can't wait. I mean,
I am going to hate DJ so much when he starts playing. Is that Piranha Plant?
What tier?
I can't wait.
What tier is the Piranha Plant?
Tier. I think...
No, there's no tiers. Not even on it. So what's the...
I think in terms of if we're going to go tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, where tier 1 is the best, tier 3 is the worst. I feel like out of this group, I feel like Doom Guy is probably going to be tier 2 because I feel like they're not going to make him like too good.
Right.
Based off of what I see.
Wait, you said tier 2? I thought it was letters. F, E, D.
S, A, B, C, yeah.
Oh, I was going to do tier 1, tier 2, tier 3.
I want to do letters. Let's do letters. Let's do letters.
Get on with it, man.
Right. Okay. Well... Tier Doom Guy is gonna be a C+. Is that good for you?
It's middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Minecraft.
That's for Rob.
C from Minecraft. I feel like he's probably gonna be like B. Mm-hmm. I feel like Ryu, he might be like C as well. C+. I don't know. I mean, whatever. Piranha Plant, S tier, of course. Of course.
Because he's your favorite?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then the whatever the other the Dragon Quest guy, I don't know. No idea. Anyways, that's it.
He's gonna play like Marth.
Awesome.
Exactly.
He's basically gonna be a
he's gonna be a Fire Emblem character with a Goku face.
You just say a Fire Emblem. Oh, is that a Fire Emblem?
Yeah, right.
Fire Emblem. Oh, we're gonna get a Fire Emblem again. Oh yeah, that's not a Fire Emblem.
That's the only thing that really annoys me about Smash, man.
People play those characters on Smash more than Fire Emblem in the game itself.
Terrible.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who probably have never seen Ike outside of Smash.
Is it a strategy game? Because like, it is a strategy game. People don't know it's like a straight-up strategy game.
It is a strategy game.
Yeah, Smash Brothers would have you believe that Fire Emblem's like a hack and slash
I know, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. People are mad stunned, like, oh my god, I want to play this character.
What do you mean, strategy?
What do you mean I got to think?
Why is he talking, man?
Press B
shut
the whole
up.
Time.
I just want to cut people.
Exactly. I want to use my counter, King Clang Dawkin.
What's the next story?
So
as I look into Donald's pantry.
Next piece of news. Y'all heard about Soulja Boy, right?
Yeah, Soulja Boy, sue him.
Soldier.
and Nintendo's gonna come with that blue shell.
Sue me through the phone.
And it's gonna be like, you.
Oh god.
So I think about 11 days ago at this point,
had that smoke.
Maybe 11 or 12.
Nah, yeah, Brizzy.
This man, Soulja Boy, got on Twitter and was
like, "Don't say the whole thing because it has a little that word up."
He
it.
Was like, "You guys think that Nintendo is gonna sue me? You are word redacted."
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna happen. Everything is legit. My console isn't going anywhere. Trust me.
Trust Smiley me. Face emoji.
Trust me.
And then here we are, January 4th in the year of our Lord. And Nintendo bossed up.
Nintendo shuts stuff down all the
Nintendo
time.
Nintendo was like, trust us.
Yeah, like Soulja Boy had to pull it down. He said, I had to boss up, didn't have a choice.
Shrugging.
And yeah, so if you do have, you know, I do wonder for the people that do have the Soldier Boy consoles or Soldier Game consoles.
Clout. You have clout right now.
All 15
yeah,
like, of them.
Because
yeah.
you got to think that those are probably going to be like just collector's
come
items
on, man.
At this point.
Like, dude.
They're, okay.
Clout Chasers got the new Soldier Boy.
The joint. Reason why they're not going to be collector's items because you could turn around and buy the goddamn thing
right.
yeah,
on Amazon
place, yeah.
for a less price.
Well, that's true because I also do just remember that he doesn't have like his logo or anything on him.
Yeah,
so
I
never
know.
Mind.
It's just
he should have, man. He could have. Like Soldier
yeah,
Boy could have
so,
had
you know,
something there.
Soldier Boy, you know, his emulators, they got taken off. And
because like all like oh think about it. All these rappers started doing partnerships with headphone companies
yep.
and shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say one just like, hey, I'm gonna make a nostalgic device with my logo on it and sell it.
I mean, hey, that's
right. That could have been something.
That's what Soldier Boy gets for thinking
it
harder.
It could have been something stupid, of course, but it
yeah.
could have been something.
True, true. He thought harder, not smarter.
Yeah, true.
Soldier Boy, tell him.
It was an idea, but...
to do better
Nintendo,
things.
Nintendo got nothing but red and blue shells in
they
their
sure
back
do.
Pocket.
Right.
They sure do. You aim for the king, you best not miss.
There, actually, this reminds me of another story. I think in Tokyo, they had like those Mario Kart races that weren't licensed by Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nintendo had shut them down or something like that. Nintendo's very like persnickety about... people, you know, doing like taking their license and not necessarily like not necessarily them getting cut, but they're very controlled.
I mean, just
they love controlling the price. Their
licenses. Just like Negan, they will shut that shit down. No exceptions.
they will protect that license.
On to the last story with Sean MF.
Okay, so apparently there's rumors, more rumors.
Rumor Smash mail. Characters again?
No,
none
Smash
of that.
Smash is being discontinued.
Actually. Nathan Drake is going to be the DLC character for Smash.
Oh my gosh, he's crossing platforms?
No, not really.
why don't they want
they
Nathan
have
Drake?
An unannounced Uncharted game.
It's like a spinoff like the last one was?
No news yet. Yeah, unannounced. No news yet, but...
We won't see it at E3, though.
Naughty Dog is more than likely not going to be at the helm of this because they're hard at work on the game of the year for 2019, 2020, whatever 20, it is. I don't
2020,
know.
2020.
What game is that?
Last of Us 2,
boy.
Oh,
Crackdown 3.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
But how do you feel about an Uncharted game without Naughty Dog at the helm?
I want no part of it.
Yeah, not even if it's free?
Well, here's the thing.
If it's free, I definitely don't want it.
with the PS4 I was given, there was Uncharted.
Why he had to specify the PS4 well, I was given?
I didn't buy it, Xbox.
I bought my Xbox, Jordan. Yeah,
our Microsoft listeners would be like, Jordan.
there was a bundle with a set with
Uncharted. Yeah.
And I haven't even cracked open the case. It's just there.
Is it a trilogy or the
it's four? But I'm gonna get the trilogy. But I'm like.
Nah, I play it. It's a good
I know
movie.
It's a game, but I'm still like...
My man
down.
Has the Holy Grail just sitting in his room.
He does.
That is amazing.
He does.
Hey, I would say the same thing about
that'd
you
be
guys.
Like if I got an Xbox One X and I had like the whole Halo franchise there and I'm just sitting looking at it collect dust in the corner.
You know what? You know what, Marcus? I appreciate you taking the high road, Matt. Because you could have said if I had the whole like Fusion Frenzy.
Sell daily.
But you did it. You did it. I
the reason why
that.
You bring up Fusion Frenzy is because you're jealous.
That was no, a good because game. That was the only.
I'm sorry, Sean.
That was the only exclusive I could think of.
I am sorry for cutting you off.
But
please continue.
Yeah. I mean, Sean, like to answer your question, in all honesty, I really. I don't know how to feel about that because Naughty Dog. Even with it being like a side game with like Lost Legacy. With Lost Legacy, they took what could have very easily been kind of like a throwaway side.
It was their last legacy.
Right. And they were able to still make a really full, fun, rich gaming experience with a game that could have easily been a throwaway. And so.
Could have been a cash in.
Right. And with Naughty Dog, I know that if we got another Uncharted game, even though I don't need one because I think 4 closed off the story really well, I know that Naughty Dog would churn out a great experience. Whereas with this company that has this supposed unannounced Uncharted game, I don't know what they're about. And I don't know if I trust Uncharted and these characters in this world in the hands of someone else who had nothing to do with the games in the first place.
Give them a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I understand about the whole, like, making sure that, you know, the game is tied to the creators and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. They're the only ones that can do the game right. But I feel like in certain cases, when it comes to big properties, for example, Uncharted, mm-hmm. they're going to make sure that, yes, there's other companies developing the game, but they're going to make sure that the game is on track.
So I have a direct reference to this Halo.
Yeah,
it used to be Bungie.
Exactly.
And then it was given a 343, and mm-hmm. I could tell the contrast in quality and story. So
I also have another example, Devil May Cry. So I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, I definitely do think that it's possible, but I feel like
anything's possible.
Anything's possible!
I feel like Halo is a good example. Because Halo was Microsoft's flagship title, so they should have put money into that to make sure everything was, like, parallel between the two studios.
I mean, like, it wasn't like it was like a catastrophe, but
yeah.
I think
it you could tell a difference.
343, they were. I mean, the narrative was spent. You know, I mean, it was spent. Yeah. Now you're just squeezing, you know, a dry rag
and that's,
here.
That's what I'm saying with, like, Uncharted.
Is it like, does it feel...
What more is there to say?
What do you have
exactly.
to, are we going to do an origin story with the old guy or whatever?
Right, exactly. Like, what's left here to explore?
So, quick thing. I was actually doing the research while I was talking, so it was really difficult. But I did it, so I just want to brag. So, this has happened before in the past. So, Uncharted Golden Abyss.
PS Vita?
Yeah, that was created by Sony Ben.
I remember that game.
It was a Vita game.
But it was still their property, and it has an 80 on Metacritic. So it's not bad.
Well,
an 80.
An 80.
But they were still actively
80 out of the 10 people that played it.
On the Vita. Out of the 100 people that bought a Vita. So the top 10%.
The point is, it's not a bad game.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I'm not saying that I don't think that this game is going to be bad.
Yeah, no.
No,
Uncharted.
No.
I mean, it would be really hard to make a bad Uncharted game. But yeah. I just don't know if I trust it.
Like you're not going to experience the same hype when Uncharted 3 came out.
Right.
Like when Halo 3 is like, yo, we're stopping traffic. I'm not coming in today. Same thing with Uncharted. Like, yo, like this is an event.
Back,
do you think we're out of that conversation
the
of
fervor?
Of like the big events in video games? Yeah, like I have
crazy,
but no, I mean like
Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out,
but no, people ain't stopping.
I mean, you're like, right, no one's stopping.
That's what I'm saying. like I don't know.
I think
last generation, like when Modern Warfare came out, when Halo came out, when Uncharted came out,
everything is too formulaic and sequel-y.
Yeah. I think the best example of that was Red Dead. And I think now that Red Dead's out, we don't really have...
CD Projekt Red's still coming out with that thing, but that's
not a casual big name.
Yeah.
I think that there is a difference in terms of the fervor just looks different now. Mm. Because back when we were stopping traffic and everything like that, we didn't have YouTube and anything like that.
Or early downloading.
Right.
And yeah.
So we didn't have any of that. So everything was a bit more like
the whole game
analog.
Leaks.
Yeah.
Whereas now you see that fervor through like there's millions of views on this one gameplay video of this or like
when you say analog, I'm thinking about the old pub magazine publications.
I'm gonna tell you what the next big fervor is gonna be, and it's gonna take a while. Grand Theft 6.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the next
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Between 6 is gonna shut down.
Yeah. When that comes out in 2023.
Yeah.
Seriously, or 2024. 2023 is being nice about it.
I would probably say it before GTA 6 comes out. I think the next big one will be God of War 2.
Yeah.
Because I think we're
or Halo Infinite.
How long
the
is
next
that going to take?
Halo release.
Man, am I playing Halo, man?
Hey, yeah, come on. I'm going to ask you doing emails. So I'm ready.
Okay, so yeah.
Flossed.
Between that, it's either going to be Spider-Man, God of War, or GTA.
It's going to be like...
And Halo.
I bet.
Respect on Master Chief's name.
I bet.
Saw the helmet, dog.
I bet money that GTA 6 is going to take place in Vice City.
You think so?
I bet money.
Yeah. Because can we put that in an escrow?
But yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, flake out.
Right. Or maybe they go to make a new city in the Midwest. They haven't gone to the Midwest yet, like Chicago.
Rockstar's not gonna get close to Red Dead territory.
They're gonna step away from the island stuff because that's what Assassin's Creed did.
What do you mean by
when like this is like a little open world conversation, but that's like fine. A lot of these games are like it's island.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They're not
okay,
doing
yeah,
that
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah.
They, I mean, like, of course you can't go out into.
Oh, isn't
the
Far Cry 4 on an island?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
You mean Far Cry 3? Far Cry 4 was like in India or something. India, quote, quote.
Shit. I'm talking about Just Cause.
I'm Nepal, actually. Wait, what are you talking about?
It wasn't India.
I'm talking about Just Cause 4.
It wasn't India. It was Indonesia, I think.
No, but it was like Nepal. Like, it was okay. Like the Himalayas and stuff
that. Yeah, I was talking about the wrong thing.
It's over there.
Yeah. Like, I mean, in terms of.
Oh, but no. The second point, you're in a bowl. The Far Cry is in a bowl. Like you're surrounded by mountains. Far Cry 5, you were in a bowl.
Oh, okay.
In 4, you were in a bowl. Either you're surrounded by ocean or you're in a bowl.
You're right.
Yo, Jordan got really excited about being in a bowl.
You're in a bowl.
Where is he going with this?
Cereal. Think about it. You're in a bowl.
But yeah,
they're smart, but we're catching on.
DJ, say your thing.
It's
the
a reverse island.
So what I was saying about Uncharted before being. Educated about being in a bowl.
In a bowl. We're all in a bowl. Think about it. We're in a bowl. Everyone, we're in a bowl. Either you survive an ocean or in a bowl.
Okay, so I'm okay with this Uncharted game being created by someone that's not Naughty Dog, because I think for something like that to happen, clearly Naughty Dog is done with Uncharted for now. And Sony's like, hey guys, can you guys just like do another one? They're like, yeah. No. And someone's like, you know what? We respect that. So we're not going to force you to do it. Yeah.
Which I, like, once again, I get.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're trying to churn butter out of a story that actually had a conclusion, just like Metal Gear Solid.
So welcome to my world, dog.
It's going to be margarine.
We don't know exactly where they're going with this. So they might.
Well, yeah, it's still unannounced. We don't even know if it's a thing.
So it could be. Is her name Ellie? Shoot, no, it's not Ellie.
Oh, their daughter?
Yeah.
I can tell what game is on your mind.
Nothing. Natalie Drake. No, I forget what her name is, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so they could go that route. We don't know.
Then it'll be Tomb Raider.
Will it, though?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, actually.
Will it, though?
Like, it won't be the new, like, she's falling down jagged rocks Tomb Raider. But...
Do you want to be Tomb Raider? You don't want to be Tomb Raider. No, nobody wants to be Tomb Raider anymore.
It will be Tomb Raider, but with a better story.
Hey, that's fine with that. That's full circle, though, because Uncharted was
a
Tomb Raider.
That's what I'm saying. So, but...
And then Tomb Raider got all Uncharted-y.
Her name is Cassie.
Cassie Drake.
Right. Yeah, hopefully she's in a better game than Lara Croft is, because... Oh, my goodness.
Square lost.
I'm just so mad at messing up that story.
Can wrap it up?
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
All right.
Wrap it up.
So, make sure, everyone, when you get in bed...
Okay.
Where are you going with this?
Wrap it up. This has been another episode of Press Our Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. If you missed all this, if you missed any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at PressX2Start.com. Oh, and also be on the lookout because we're going to be updating something.
Yes.
We're not going to say what it is right now.
But we're making changes for the 2019.
Obama-style changes?
I don't know if I go that far.
Until next episode.
Peace.
Peace out.
Peace and joy and love.